boy, it's almost 7:30 at the moment. I can't believe how the time's going fast. Next station, if you're out there.
Victor Alpha 7, Lima Whiskey Romeo. Good morning, Stuart.
Lima Whiskey Romeo. And a very good morning to you, Larry. Go ahead, please.
Another beautiful day in paradise. I hope you get to get on out and enjoy a field day. I think I might be heading up Cypress Mountain to say hi to the boys. But other than that, everybody, 7-3, Victor Alpha 7, Lima Whiskey Romeo Stewart, thank you very much for running that all week long.
And thanks for putting up with me all week, Larry. 7-3, and enjoy your field day, and be careful on the road. 7-3. Next station if you're out there. Well, I couldn't see Jad's government 30-30-50-50. I've Googled it, but I can't find what he's talking about.
Well, I'll have to send you a link then, because it's basically keeping people off the lands that we have right now that we can camp on, hunt on, fish on, hike on, and all that good stuff outdoor. They're going to limit completely. You cannot step foot on any of those lands.
Government. Did you copy, Jad? Is it BC government or federal government?
Yeah, it's the federal government. They're doing it all over Canada. 30% in 30-30 is going to be shut down to the public. And then in 50-50, they're going to shut down 50% of the lands to the public.
I found it, Jad.
Excellent. Have a good read, and make sure you tell your party leader or whoever he is that you're not in favor of this, because that's going to stink.
Victor Echo 7, Lima, Golf Tango, monitoring.
Good morning, Larry, go ahead.
I wasn't sure if you'd be up this early, but, good morning, Stuart, happy field day.
A very good morning to you, Larry, and thanks for putting up with me all week. A happy field day to you.
I see blue skies above us today. It's quite a bit of a change from yesterday, that's for sure. But we had our staff barbecue out in the parking lot, and we had the tarps up, and it was pouring. But, oh no, it's good to have you all with there, Stuart. Nothing wrong with that. There's no putting up with needed there. We're happy to have you set control all week long. Anyways, we will talk to you later, V7LTD.
Enjoy your field day, Larry. Yeah, I was surprised that the rain stayed all the way to about 4 o'clock, but we desperately needed it, so I guess we have to put up with that. 7-3, my friend. Next station if you're out there.
KLNDS7, Whiskey Victor Papa, looking for early interrupt, Stuart.
Whiskey Victor Papa, good morning, Hal, you've got it, my friend, and thank you for putting up with me all week.
Good morning, Stuart. Yeah, well, I think it's more you putting up with everybody else, but anyway, 73's to you and Annette. Have a good one, Stuart. Talk to you later. You would use having Whiskey Victor Papa out of here.
Yeah, I'll chat to you next time around, Hal. Thanks for being here. Next station if you're out there.
Victor Echo 7, X-ray Charlie Bravo.
X-ray, Charlie Bravo. A very good morning to you, Trevor. Thanks for being with me all week. I appreciate you putting up with me.
Putting up with you. Okay, yeah, I'll go with that, Stuart. No, you done a great job, fantastic job, actually. Putting up with me messing around my radio and my batteries.
Well, that's what ham radio is all about, knowing what the limits of your equipment is and making sure it's working, just in case we're ever going to really need it.
Agreed. This little radio is probably older than me. It's a little Icom V8, and it still works well, but it's definitely seen better days.
Well, if you saw any of those aerial views of Venezuela, boy, that earthquake has done a lot of shaking and damage.
That's horrible. There was, yeah, especially with two earthquakes, one on top of the other, all being plus seven. And that's scary. That fault is the same one that runs through Los Angeles as well, I believe.
Well, a lot of those multi-story buildings, I would assume, are fairly new as far as building codes go, but there's windows missing, there's severe damage. I mean, if that's the modern standards, building standards, I think we're in trouble if we have a big one.
Not so much here. The standards here are way better. I worked in the steel industry for 26 years, and the standards in rebar and high-rise construction is definitely a lot better in this country than it is in other countries.
So you think we won't be as bad off as Venezuela?
I think some of the older buildings, the real old ones, yeah, they'll be coming down, but the more modern ones, yeah, they'll stand it. I don't remember, a few years ago we had a 4.2 in Seattle. I was on top of a high-rise in Vancouver, and we never even felt it. The only thing we knew was we see little ripples on a puddle.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that's the case here, then, that our building standards will tolerate a good shake.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Everything here is built to a tolerance. Even the bridges and stuff like that are designed. I think for bridges, I think they absorb 4.2 constant, because you stand on top of a major bridge like Fort Manawa, it's constantly moving, like an earthquake.
I keep hearing that the ramps are designed to let go.
Possibly. The major structure itself, definitely not. It will absorb it. And a lot of the high-rises, you see the amount of steel going into our modern high-rises, where the Venezuela ones, they look like the steel looks like 10 millimeters and not the 25 we use up here.
Well, let's hope you're right, Trevor, and we if we ever do get a big one, that we don't get into the same mess as Venezuela.
Yeah, and I probably recommend you wouldn't live in Richmond area either.
Well, it's an affordability. It just depends where people have put their, their anchor down and what they can afford. I mean, there's some big properties in Richmond, and that attracts a lot of people that want big houses.
Agreed. But I just didn't even want it to happen. It's the last thing I want to experience is a huge earthquake.
Touch wood, I'm knocking my head. Touch wood, it's not going to happen for a long, long time, maybe 3 or 4 decades.
How about sometime never?
Well, you know what they say, never.